Do you know what happens when you replace your regular old electric water heater with a new electric heat pump water heater? You boost your savings. A lot. In fact, Energy Star estimates that a family of four will save an average of $550 a year on their electric energy bills. And your new heat pump water heater can pay for itself in as little as 3 years. Level up with a heat pump water heater. Go to levelupmywaterheater.com to learn more.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to Stoic Mental Armor. I'm your host, Avery Hart, and if you're feeling like you're running on empty, constantly chasing that finish line that seems to keep moving, then you're absolutely not alone. This is the kind of stress-fueled roller coaster a lot of us find ourselves on these days. But what if I told you there was a way to step off that chaotic ride and find a little more inner peace? Well, buckle up, because today we're diving into how Stoicism can help us go from burnout to balance. Now, before you picture grumpy philosophers in togas, let me tell you. Stoicism isn't about suppressing your emotions for becoming emotionless robots. It's actually about developing mental resilience, a toolkit for navigating life's ups and downs with grace and clarity. Think of it as building an inner fortress that can weather any storm. And trust me, the world throws some serious curveballs. But here are 5 key takeaways to help you start building your stoic fortress against burnout. First up, accept what you can control. This is a big one, folks. We often waste energy trying to micromanage every little thing, traffic jams, unexpected deadlines, that coworker who's perpetually late. But let's be real, there are things in life that are just beyond our grasp. Instead of getting caught up in the whirlwind, focus your energy on what you can control. Your reactions, your mindset, and your actions. It's like choosing to see the sunshine even when it's raining cats and dogs outside. Next, practice mindfulness. This doesn't mean you have to meditate for hours on end, though if that works for you, go for it. Mindfulness is simply about being present in the moment, paying attention to your thoughts and feelings without judgment. When you find yourself spiraling into stress or worry, take a deep breath, ground yourself in the present, and ask yourself, what am I feeling right now? What can I do right now to make myself feel better? Third, reframe challenges as opportunities. Ever heard the saying, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger? Well, Stoicism takes this idea a step further. It encourages us to see setbacks not as failures, but as chances to learn and grow. Instead of dwelling on what went wrong, ask yourself, what can I learn from this experience? How can I use this to become more resilient? You might be surprised by the valuable insights that emerge. Fourth, focus on your values. Think about the things that truly matter to you: kindness, integrity, creativity, maybe even mastering a killer guacamole recipe. By aligning your actions with your values, you create a sense of purpose and fulfillment that can help buffer against burnout. It's like having an internal compass guiding you towards what's truly meaningful. And finally, practice gratitude. It sounds simple, but taking time each day to appreciate the good things in your life, even the small ones, can make a world of difference. Think about those warm socks on a cold morning, that hilarious meme your friend shared, or simply the fact that you woke up today and have another chance to make things amazing. Now, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine you're walking into work after a stressful weekend. You've got deadlines looming, emails piling up, and that sense of overwhelm creeping in. But remember what we talked about today. Take a deep breath, remind yourself that you can't control everything like that traffic jam, focus on the tasks at hand, and appreciate the opportunity to learn and grow. Maybe even enjoy that cup of coffee a little more. You've got this. So there you have it, folks. 5 powerful Stoic principles to help you navigate the burnout maze and find your way back to balance. Remember, building mental resilience is a journey, not a destination. Be kind to yourself, celebrate small victories, and keep moving forward. And hey, if you found this episode helpful, share it with someone who might need it. Let's spread the Stoic love and create a world where we all feel empowered to thrive. Until next time, keep your armor strong and your spirits high.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.